Let us all stand.
请起立.
Let us thank our Lord for His wonderful deeds.
让我们来感谢神为他所做的奇妙的事情.
As we come together, let us call upon His name and worship Him.
让我们一同来聚集, 一同来敬拜他.
Just like what a brother and a sister prayed a while ago in Acts 4:12, for there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved.
像刚才弟兄姐妹所祷告的, 除他以外别无拯救，因为在地下天下人皆没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For salvation is only found in Jesus.
因为救恩是从他而来。
Let us sing praises to Him and exalt Him.
让我们一同来敬拜，来歌颂他。
For His name is Jesus, the name above all names.
因为耶稣的圣名是在万名之上。
No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy.
we have read from the book of Judges that Deborah, the prophetess, sent for Barak to go and lead 10,000 men to fight their enemies.
不久前我们在士师记中读到女先知底波拉差人去召巴拉，要他去率领一万人来攻打仇敌。
Balak said to her, I will go if you go with me. I will not go if you don't go with me.
巴拉对他说，你若与我同去，我就去；你若不与我同去，我就不去。
I will surely go with you, Deborah replied.
底波拉回答说，我必与你同去。
We thank God for our spiritual companion.
我们感谢神赐给我们属灵的同伴。
Truly, we need the support of each other.
我们确切需要彼此的扶持。
Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are made part of the family of God.
借着对耶稣基督的信心，我们成为神家中的一份子。
And we know in walking this heavenly path, we will never be alone.
我们也知道在走天路的路上，我们不是孤单的。
God has brought us together as one body.
主将我们在一起放在一个身体里面。
Though we are many, we are one body in Christ.
虽然我们是许多的肢体，但是在神里面，我们是一个身体。
There is one body, we have one Lord, united in the Spirit, we are going forth. With His praises on our lips and a sword in our hands, we are marching on with power as we possess this land. There is one body. There is one body, we have one Lord, united in the Spirit, we are going forth, with His praises on our lips.
we are a chosen generation.
是的，主，我们是被拣选的国，被拣选的国度。
You have called us out from this world.
你将我们从世界中分别出来。
To be your children.
成为你的子民。
Lord, as we come before you this morning.
当我们来到你面前的时候。
Lord, speak to your church.
向你的教会说话。
As one body before you, Lord.
在一个身体里面。
Move us.
来感动我们
and continue to speak to us.
继续地向我们说话
In Jesus' name we pray.
在耶稣奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
真好，我们是神的儿女。
It's really great to be children of God.
我们可以常常在神的面前一同来敬拜他。
We can come often before Him and worship Him.
那个，我今天的交通的题目叫逆甲的子孙。
And today, the topic of my sharing is the descendants of Rechab.
我想我们都会问谁是利甲。
You might ask who is Rechab.
对，这个不是一个很普遍的一个名字。
This is not a very popular name.
对，这个就是我们在刚刚读完的两个读经读完的耶利米书里面所出现的一个的人物。
This is a person who appeared in the book of Jeremiah, who we just finished in our two-year Bible reading plan.
耶利米书，也许我们读的时候感觉不容易读。
Maybe we find it quite hard to read the book of Jeremiah.
但感谢主，我们一同读完了。
But thank the Lord, we have finished it.
下星期我们还有那个回馈。
And next week we'll have reflection.
然后在读这个耶利米书的时候，最深刻的一章对我来说是第三十五章。
And then when I was reading the book of Jeremiah, the chapter that stood out to me the most was chapter 35.
从其中我真的得到一些领受，今天想借着这个机会跟大家一同分享。
And today I want to share a few things I have learned from it.
我们一起来读那个耶利米书第三十五章一到二节。
Let's read Jeremiah 35 verses 1 to 2.
当犹大王约西亚自治约雅敬的时候，耶和华的话临到耶利米说。你去见利甲族的人，和他们说话，领他们进入耶和华殿的一间屋子，给他们酒喝。
The Lord which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink.
这段经文所发生的背景是在约雅敬王在位的时候。
And this happened when King Jehoiakim was ruling.
也就是说，距离这个犹大国灭亡前不到二十年的时间。
He was ruling Judah in less than 20 years before the fall of the nation.
然后神吩咐呢耶利米去找利甲族的子孙来请他们来喝酒。
And God told Jeremiah to invite the Rechabites to the temple and offer them wine.
实在圣经对利甲族的记载没有很多。
The Bible doesn't give much details about the background of the Rechabites.
第一次来的记载到是在历代志上第二章五十五节。
The first recording is in First Chronicles chapter 2 verse 55.
里面讲到说利甲族是属于基尼人。
We know that they were part of the Kenites.
啊，基尼人是哪里？是什么人呢
？And who were the Kenites?
我们知道在士师记第一章十六节里面讲到摩西的。岳父就是基尼人。
In Judges chapter 1 verse 16, it tells us that Moses' father-in-law was a Kenite.
而这基尼人呢，他跟着以色列人一同进到神的应许之地，然后来居住。
And this Kenite, they entered the promised land with the Israelites together and lived there.
所以说他们并不是那个以色列人。
So they were not Israelites by blood.
但是他们却是跟以色列人非常密切的一个民族。
But they were closely related, or they lived closely with them.
他们知道以色列人是敬拜神的。
They knew that the Israelites worship God.
他们也一同来敬拜神。
And they also worship God together.
他们也是敬拜耶和华的民族。
They also were a nation and worship Jehovah.
那另外一处来提到利甲的是在列王记下第十章十五到二十三节。
And the other recording about the Rechabites is in 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 15 to 23.
他讲利甲的儿子约拿达，他协助了耶户执行神对亚哈家的审判，并且用计铲除了巴利。
It tells us that Jonadab, the son of Rechab, who helped Jehu carry out God's judgment on the family of Ahab.
好，我们也继续来读我们第三十五章五到十节。
And then continue to read Jeremiah chapter 35 verses 5 to 10.
于是我在利家主面前摆设盛满酒的碗和杯，对他们说，请你们喝酒。他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒。
Then I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rehab, our father, commanded us, saying that you shall drink no wine.
也不可盖房、撒种、栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住敞篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
You shall not build a house, sow seeds, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these. But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
凡我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。他我们和我们的妻子儿女一生的年日都不喝酒，也不盖房住居住，也没有葡萄园、田地和种子，但住帐篷。听从我们先祖约拿达的话，照他所吩咐我们的去行。
Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine in all our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, nor do we have vineyards, field, or seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us.
当约耶利米请利甲人的子孙来喝酒的时候，他们斩钉截铁地说，我们不喝酒。
When Jeremiah invited the descendants of Rechab to drink wine, they firmly said, we will drink no wine.
他们接着说，他们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达对他们的吩咐。
And they continued to explain because it was the command from the ancestor Jonadab, the son of Rechab.
告诉他们，他们跟他们的子孙永不可喝酒，也不可以盖房、撒种、栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住在帐篷。
He told them that their descendants never to drink wine, never to build houses, sow seeds, or plant vineyards. Instead, they were to live in tents their entire lives.
有圣经的学者的研究，他们这样吩咐呢，也并非因为属灵的原因。
Some Bible scholars think this command was given not just for spiritual reasons.
耶基尼这个字的原意就讲了铁匠。
Because Rechab may the Kenite, the root of the word Kenite means blacksmith.
他们的职业可能就是铁匠。
Their job may have been blacksmiths by trade.
以金属加工、修理战车跟兵器为业。
They may work with metal or to make or repair chariots or weapons.
所以他们有特殊的技巧，所以呢，如果喝酒的话呢，他们可能因为喝酒，那个会将他们的秘密呢，泄露出去。
Because they possess special skills, if they drank wine, they might accidentally reveal their trade secrets.
然后他们要过帐篷的生活呢，主要原因是因为他们随时随地要跟着军队走，来去修理这些的铁车或者是兵器。
And the reason that they lived in tents is because they might need to travel frequently to repair chariots and weapons.
但我可以说这些研究我们可以做参考之用。
And we can use such research as our reference.
刚刚我们提到说约拿达是在耶户的时代出现的人物。
We see that Jonadab lived during the time of King Jehu.
耶户当王的时候大概是公元前830年的时间。
And Jehu was king in around 830 BC.
而当耶利米他在找利甲的子孙来到喝酒的时候呢，是约雅敬当王的时候。
But when Jeremiah spoke to the Rechabites during the reign of King Jehoiakim, that was
当王的时候。
That was when Jehoiakim was king.
对，然后大概就是公元前600年的时间。
That was about 600 BC.
中间有200多年的相距。
And there's a gap of more than 200 years.
如果我们用30年做一代的话，他们从约拿达他吩咐他们的子孙，直到他们 这个时代的话，大概已经有八九代的时间。
And if we count a generation as about 30 years from the time of Jonadab to Jeremiah's time, it's probably eight or nine generations.
他们是一代一代代代相传的，将这个教训传下去。
But every generation passed on these instructions.
他们每一代都非常认真地来到学习他们祖先所给他们这个的教训。
And every one of them took them seriously.
没有停断。
And they did not stop.
200多年一路在传下去，这个是不得不让人佩服的一件事情。
And that's something true admirable to us because they have passed this instructions down for more than 200 years.
所以我相信他们的学习不单单只是一个表面上的遵守，而是他们在从心底里面，他们明白这些教训背后的意义。
So I believe that their obedience was not just about the outward behavior, but they understood the deeper meaning behind the ancestors' teaching.
也因为这样子，神给他们一些肯定。
Because of that, God approved them.
我们一同来继续来读耶利米书第35章18-19节。
Let's continue to read Jeremiah chapter 35 verses 18 to 19.
耶利米对利甲族的人说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，因你们听从你们先祖约拿达的吩咐，谨守他的一切诫命，照他所吩咐你们的去行。所以万军之耶和华以色列神如此说，利甲的儿子约拿达必永不缺人势力在我面前。
And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before me forever.
这是神对利甲的儿子孙的何等大的肯定。
This is such a great promise and approval of God to the Rechabites.
何等大的应许跟抬举。
Such a great promise and honor.
虽然他们不是以色列人。
Even though they were not Israelites.
但是他们可以势立在神的面前。
But they were able to stand before the Lord.
也就是说他们可以成为一般服侍神的人。
That means they were people serving the Lord.
为了什么原因？
Why?
神在这里特别讲说，他对他们的应许是因为他们听从他们先祖的吩咐跟遵行这一切的诫命。
Because God clearly said that his promise to them was because they listened to the ancestors' instructions and followed them seriously.
约拿达对他的子孙的训诲除了有不是属灵的意义以外，必定有他的属灵的意义存在。
The teaching Jonadab gave to his descendants had not only practical meaning, but also spiritual meaning.
约拿达吩咐他子孙不可以喝酒。
Jonadab asked his descendants not to drink wine.
他们听从了。
And they obeyed him.
圣经中酒通常是来指的神在地上给人的祝福跟丰富。
And in the Bible, the wine often represents God's blessings and abundance on earth.
通常在喜庆的时候，结婚的时候，大家都会 来到预备酒来庆贺。
Usually wine is served during joyful events like weddings.
我们很出名的一章圣经约翰福音第二章里面就特别讲到迦拿的婚宴。
And in John chapter 2, there's a popular story about the wedding in Cana.
大家都非常的高兴在喝酒来庆贺这些新人。
Everyone was happily drinking wine to celebrate the newlyweds.
忽然之间有酒用尽。
But suddenly they ran out of wine.
管宴席的人感觉非常的扫兴。
And the person in charge of the feast was very worried.
所以他立刻去找玛利亚来帮忙解决这个问题。
So he came to find Mary to help solve the problem.
最后我们知道主将水变成酒。
And we know that in the end, Jesus turned water into wine.
我们可以知道说，在这些喜宴里面，酒的重要性。
And we know the importance of wine in those joyful events.
是人真的要在其中得到满足。
Because people are satisfied in this.
但是圣经里面有一般人，神特别吩咐他不可以喝酒。
But there's also a group of people that in the Bible whom God told not to drink wine.
这帮人叫拿细耳人。
And these were the Nazarites.
他们不一定是尼未人。
They were not from the tribe of Levi.
但是他们是一般有心要服侍神的人。
But there were people who made a special vow to serve God.
他们将自己分别为圣，归给神来侍奉神。
They separated themselves to live for God and serve Him.
在这里，这些人特别的讲到说，地上的一些的祝福，不成为他们的祝福。
And for this group of people, the blessings of the earth will not become their satisfaction.
唯有神要成为他们的满足。
But only God will become their satisfaction.
他们侍奉神，让神的祝福才成为他们真正的祝福。
They serve the Lord, so the blessing of the Lord become their true blessing.
另外一方面，我们知道酒喝多了就会变成醉酒。
And on the other hand, drinking too much wine may cause you to be drunk.
醉酒的时候，我们人就很容易失去了警觉性。
And you might lose alertness.
代表说我们真的没有办法还要警醒。
And it shows a lack of watchfulness.
所以这些利甲的子孙，他们的听从先祖的教训。
Therefore, the descendants of Rechab, they listened to the instructions of their forefather.
我相信他们也认识神的律法。
And they also knew God's law.
知道要怎么样来敬畏，来敬拜神。
They understood how to worship and fear the Lord.
他们对神有渴慕。
And they had a longing for God.
其实在那个时代的背景我们没有读到，但是那个背景以色列人其实陷入一个非常可怕的光景。
We didn't have a chance to read about the background of that time, but the Israelites were in a very difficult condition.
那个时候的人，许许多多的人都在膜拜偶像。
And the people of Israel back then worship idols.
离弃真神。
And they forsake the true God.
他们有神的律法。
They had the laws of the Lord.
他们却不听神的律法。
But they did not obey them.
这是何等大的讽刺。
This is such a tragedy.
神给他们的律法是一个永远的律法。
God has given them an eternal covenant.
利甲的祖先约拿达是给他们是一个，我们可以说一个暂时性的一些的教训。
And Jonadab gave them a temporal instructions.
神是一个掌权的一位神，他将律法交给他所祝福的人，他这些人却不愿意听。
God is the God who reigns, and He has given His commandments to His people, yet they would not listen to Him.
但是利甲的子孙却愿意来听他祖先所讲的话。
But the descendants of Rechab, they were willing to listen to their forefathers.
这是非常大的讽刺。
This is very sarcastic.
但是我们却回来看的时候，却看见这里有一班隐藏的得胜者。
But when we come back and see, we see there are hidden overcomers.
他们愿意来顺从。
They were willing to obey.
他们愿意将自己分别出来。
They were willing to set themselves apart.
遵照祖先的教训过生活。
And lived according to their forefathers' teaching.
因此他们得到神的看重，也看肯定跟看顾。
Therefore, God approved them and that he cared for them.
另一方面，我们看见利甲的子孙是过帐篷的生活。
On the other hand, we see that the Rechabites live in tents.
代表他们并不是扎根在地上的人。
Which showed that they were not rooted in this world.
他们在地上只是客旅，只是过客。
They saw themselves as travelers and pilgrims on earth.
他没有任何一件事情他们会眷恋的，随时随地要迁移就迁移了。
With no attachment to the world, and they were ready to move at any time.
希伯来书第十一章里面也指出，与许多凭信跟随神的人，跟利甲子孙一模一样。
And Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that many people who follow God by faith were like the Rechabites.
承认在这个世上他们只是客旅，是寄居的。
And they admitted that they were just pilgrims on earth.
这个世界并非他们的家。
This world was not their home.
也并非他们最终的目标跟终点。
Nor their final goal or destination.
他们所羡慕的是在天上那更美的家乡。
What they longed for and hoped for was in heaven, a better homeland.
耶利米书在这里所讲的这段话，跟我们今天所处的环境是有很多相似的地方。
And the time of Jeremiah is very similar to the world we live in today.
我们可以借着这段话来帮助我们思考如何过我们今天的日子。
So we can use this passage to reflect on how to live our daily lives.
刚刚我提过了，在犹大国快灭亡的时候，全国充满着偶像的膜拜。
And at that time, when the nation of Judah was about to be destroyed, the whole land was full of idol worship.
社会有很多不公平的现象。
Society was filled with injustice.
贫富悬殊。
Was a huge gap between the rich and poor.
外面有敌人的欺压跟攻击。
The nation was under oppression and attack from external enemies.
人民活在一个非常不安的环境里面。
And people live in fear and uncertainty.
今天我们是靠近主快回来的日子。
And today we're living in the days approaching to the Lord's return.
我们虽然不知道主什么时候回来。
Even though we do not know exactly when he will come back.
但是圣经里面一再告诉我们主回来之前的预言逐渐的应验了。
But the prophecies in the Bible concerning the Lord's return are gradually being fulfilled.
几个星期之前我们在讲台上也交通过有关一些的现象，我今天就不再重复。
And we just shared about this a few weeks ago, so I won't repeat it here.
但是我们又在提了一件事情，教会是一个小 bubble.
But we keep saying that the church is like a small bubble.
我们改变不了这个大洪流。
We may not be able to change the great tide of the world.
但是我们却可以在这个属灵的家里面我们得到保护。
But we can find protection in the spiritual home.
利甲的子孙给我们一个非常好的榜样。
The Rechabites are a great example to us.
虽然他们活在一个充满着罪恶的时代里面。
Although they live in a generation filled with sin.
但是他们的先祖为他们建立非常好的家风，建立着非常好的家规。
But the ancestors have established a good family tradition and set rules for their household.
他们每一个家的成员都领受了这些的教训。
And each member of the family have received these instructions.
他们那个在艰难的时候，他们持守这些的教训。
And despite in difficult circumstances, they still stood firm for these instructions.
所以神保守他们。
Therefore, God kept them.
神称许跟肯定他们。
And they receive God's approval and affirmation.
神也将宝贵的应许赐给他们。
And God also has given His precious promise to them.
我们改变不了大环境。
We cannot change our external environment.
但求主的保守我们，让我们建立一个良好的家风。
But we ask the Lord to keep us and to build. Help building a healthy and strong homes with good family values.
建立一个健康良好的家。
To build a healthy home.
让我们弟兄姐妹在其中，我们好好的健康的成长。
So all of us can grow together in a healthy way.
受神的保护。
And be protected by God.
利甲子孙可以遵守家规，因为他们尊重先祖。
The descendants of Rechab were able to follow their family rules because they honored their ancestors.
他们说他们所遵守的是追溯到两百多年前他们先祖约拿达为他们立定的家规。
They explained that the rules they followed were established by the forefather Jonadab over 200 years ago.
所以他们可以从这里看出他们非常尊重这位的先祖。
We can see that they truly respected this forefather.
圣经里面 有一句话说虽然没有看见他，却是爱他。
And the Bible tells us, even though we have not seen him, but we love him.
今天他们就是这样的爱他们的先祖。
And they love their forefather in the same way.
今天我们是属神的儿女。
Today we're people of God.
盼望我们一样爱我们的神。
We hope that we also love our God the same way.
尊重我们的神。
Respect our God.
遵行他。要我们所遵行的事。
And follow the things he wants us to obey.
尊重并不是一个口头上说我尊重你。
And respect or honor is not just a verbal thing.
我想到童女玛利亚的祷告。
I think of the prayer of Virgin Mary.
当她正在接受神安排圣灵亲自将那个让她未婚怀孕的时候。
When she accepted God's plan for her to become pregnant before marriage,
她跟主祷告说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以我的救主为乐。”
She prayed to the Lord, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior."
未婚生子在那个时候是需要被石头打死的。
Becoming pregnant before marriage would be stoned in that time.
但她知道这是出于神的。
But she knew it was from God.
她接受。
And she accepted it.
她尊重不单单是在口头上的尊重。
And she, and honoring is not just a, it's not by word.
她愿意为神来付代价。
But she was willing to pay a price for God.
两个礼拜之前，我们全家去了日本度假。
Two weeks ago, our family went to Japan for vacation.
我们会在当地过那个复活节的主日。
And we happened to be there on Sunday, on Easter Sunday.
我们都知道日本其实并不是有那么多信主的人。
And we know that there are not many Christians in Japan.
即使那边有教会，可能也是讲日文的教会。
And if there are any churches, it may be in Japanese.
那英文我还会听懂一点，日文我一句都不会听。
Which we cannot understand. We might understand the English sermons, but we cannot understand the Japanese ones.
所以我们其实都打算好了，我们家三个人可能就自己在旅馆里面，来到礼拜天的时候自己聚会。
So I was actually prepared that our family would only just worship in our hotel room on that day.
但后来想想看，我们去是东京，可能是一个那个国际的城市，也许会找到讲英文的教会。
But because since we went to Tokyo, which is an international city, we might be able to find a Chinese church?
English.
Or English church.
对，然后，但是很奇妙的，那个 Judy 那天去找的时候呢，她就说在我们旅馆走路15分钟就有一个华人教会。
But to our surprise, Judy was able to find a Chinese church just a 15-minute walk from our hotel.
我想这个真的是主的恩典。
That was truly Lord's grace and provision for us.
他们主日聚会是10点半开始。
And their Sunday service started at 10:30 a.m.
我想说我们提早15分钟到那，然后预备心应该就可以了。
And we plan to arrive there 15 minutes early to prepare our hearts. And we,
yeah, 想不到当我们真的提早15分钟到的时候呢，大厅里面没有一个空位。
But when we arrived there 15 minutes earlier,the main hall was already full.
大家坐满满满的，然后我们要跑到三楼去找位置。
And we had to go up to the third floor to find seats.
那我们要找位置，想说我们可以三个人应该可以找到位置坐吧。
And we thought we should be able to sit together, the three of us.
想不到只剩下疏落的几个位置空着。
But even there, only a few scattered seats were left.
所以我们三个人还要分开不同的地方坐。
So we had to sit separately.
然后后来那个，后来来的人呢，很少数，但是确实他们来的时候，他们要用折叠椅的坐在那个走廊的中间。
And people who arrived later than us had to sit in the hallway on folding chairs.
其实那个教会不大。
The church is not very big.
但后来当牧师讲到的时候，他说那个营是他们第三个礼拜营超过300个人来聚会。
And during the sermon, the pastor shared that it was the third week in a row with over 300 people attending.
我是真的是非常的惊讶。
I was really surprised.
后来我在问我自己，主要这个我所看的这些情形跟我说什么话。
And afterward, I asked myself what the Lord was trying to show me through this.
像我刚才所说，日本并不是一个信主的国家。
Like I mentioned, there are not many Christians in Japan.
所以他们信主的人已经不多了。
They don't have many Christians in Japan.
然后华人也是少数。
And even fewer Chinese. I mean, Chinese are is a minority.
所以可以想象，那个地方真的要兴起一个聚会不容易。
And you can imagine it's hard to hold a meeting there.
但是却在看见弟兄姐妹却非常珍惜这样一个聚会。
But we can see that the local brothers and sisters really treasure the meetings.
他们渴慕神。
They long for God.
当我真的自以为说十五分钟之前到就已经感觉很早了。
When I thought arriving 15 minutes early was early enough.
他们教会一早就已经有人在那边。
They even have people come earlier than that.
当我们去的时候，其实他们聚会还没有开始，但是已经有弟兄姐妹在里面在唱诗，在敬拜。
When we arrived, the meeting hasn't started yet. Their brothers and sisters started singing and worshiping the Lord.
里面所唱的一首诗歌是我们很熟悉的，我知道我的救赎主活着。
And one of the hymns they sang is "I know that my Redeemer lives."
所以感觉他们是谁？
And who are they?
外加就是现代的利甲的子孙。
I felt like they were like modern day Rechabites.
他们尊重神，尊重神的聚会。
There are people who honor God and His meetings.
我相信他们会这样的表现，并不是偶然一次两次。
And the way they act is not just one time, like that.
而是他们大部分的弟兄姐妹已养成这样子提早到教会的等候主的习惯。
But I believe most of them had already developed a habit of arriving early to wait on the Lord.
这是值得我们学习的地方。
This is something we can all learn from.
当然，我不是要求我们弟兄姐妹啊，我们也要一同那么早都来。
I'm not asking us to arrive early to church.
但是这样的榜样也实在值得我们一同来学习。
But we can learn from the examples.
有人问说，那么早来做什么呢？
People ask, what do we do here when we come so early?
也许我们可以来的时候，一同为教会的聚会，我们来祷告。
When we arrive early, we can pray together for the meetings.
求神的同在临到我们的当中。
And ask God's presence to come among us.
聚会是神所设立的。
God has established the meetings.
我们可以来准时到，我们可以早到，是表示我们尊重神。
We can come on time or even earlier is because we respect God.
我们愿不愿意为主付上这一点点的代价？
Are we willing to pay this small price for the Lord?
我们不但要尊重主的聚会，
Not only should we honor the Lord's meetings,
我们也要认真读主的话来尊重主的话。
We also need to honor him by taking his word seriously.
感谢主，我们大部分弟兄姐妹我们都在读圣经。
Thank the Lord, most of us are reading Bibles.
我们早上的晨更或者是我们两年的读经计划。
We are part of the morning devotion or the two-year Bible reading plan.
但除了我们读圣经以外，我们也要守圣经。
But more than just reading the Bible, we should also live by the Bible.
史弟兄曾经在他书里面讲过说，守圣经非常的重要。
Brother Z mentioned in his book that it's important to follow and live by the Bible.
圣经如何说，我们就如何去遵行。
And what the Bible tells us, we should follow.
当我们真的可以愿意来这样做的时候，神的话对我们来说变成活的话。
As we're willing to do so, God's word will become living to us.
上个星期那个约翰牧师来讲了说，我们不但需要有敬虔的外貌，我们必须要有敬虔的实意。
And last week, Pastor John said that we should not only have the appearance of godliness, but we also have its true power.
也代表说，我们因着敬虔，我们得着能力。
Because that means we gain power through being godly.
敬虔的意思就是像神。
And godliness means like to be like God.
所以，当我们越来越像神的时候，我们里面就越来越有神的能力。
And the more we become like God, the more we can experience His strength in our lives.
我们越来越可以更多的经历到神的能力。
The more we can experience his power.
我们更多的经历到祷告，我们神得答应的经历。
And the more we can experience that our prayers get answered.
所以圣经里面说，我们需要操练敬虔。
Therefore, the Bible tells us to exercise ourselves toward godliness.
我们好好的从读经、祷告、聚会、侍奉、奉献上面，好好的操练敬虔。
We should practice godliness through reading the word, through reading the Bible, prayer, attending meetings, serving and tithing.
让我们每一天更多的像神。
So we can be more like God every day.
盼望敬虔成为我们的家风。
And may godliness become our family legacy.
尊重神成为我们的家风。
Honoring God becomes our family legacy.
利甲的子孙是过帐篷的生活的。
The descendants of Rechab lived a life in tents.
这也是我们在地上的身份。
This is also our identity on earth.
我们是朝圣的旅客。
We are pilgrims traveling toward our heavenly home.
这个世界并非我们的家。
And this world is not our home.
当然，我并不是叫大家去过苦行僧的生活。
And I'm not asking everyone to live like an ascetic.
或者说我们像他们一样将我们所有房产全部卖掉，然后我们住房子。
Or to sell our houses and go rent a house.
不，我们不走极端。
We don't want to take those extremes.
但我们的确不要被世上的荣华富贵抓住我们的心。
But we truly not must we truly not that the riches and glory of the world capture our hearts.
也不要让这个世界来搅扰我们的心。
Or not that the world to influence our hearts.
保罗说：“我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。”
Paul said, "I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need."
保罗的秘诀在于他认识一切他所有的都是从主而来。
Paul's secret was that he understood that everything he had came from the Lord.
任何主所给他的环境，他都接受。
He would accept any circumstance the Lord has given him.
他不会因为缺乏而怨天尤人。
He did not complain because he lacked.
他也不会因为他的丰富自吹自擂。
Nor did he boast when he had plenty.
今天我们要过一个怎么样的生活？
What lifestyle should we live today?
我想讲台也讲过，我们应该过一个简朴的生活。
And we have been taught to live a simple life.
这个不单单只是一个生活方式，而是我们整个的心态需要简朴。
This is not just our lifestyle, but our mindset should be simple.
今天我们所需要的应该是必要性的东西。
What we need should be limited to what is truly necessary.
过去有人说，如果一件事情或一件的东西是必要性的话，多贵我们都应该要去买。
Some people say that if something is necessary, no matter the cost, it should be purchased.
如果一件事情或一件东西并不非必要性的话，多便宜都是浪费。
But if it is not necessary, even though it's cheap, it is still a waste.
今天我们是过了一个物质非常丰富，甚至过剩的时代。
And today we're living in a time of material abundance or even excess.
其实我们可以回家看看我们有多少东西我们买回来，包装都还没有拆。
We can count how many things in our homes we have bought a long time ago, but we haven't even opened the packaging yet.
或者说我们好像我们有一些很需要的东西，但是有多少是有重复用途的呢？
We may have purchased something that's essential to us, but we have many of these.
很多时候我们只需要有一两件就好了，但是我们却有很多成为非必要的东西。
Oftentimes we only need one or two items, but sometimes we have too many of the same items serving the same purpose.
想想看，如果今天我们是像以前一样是游牧民族的话，当我们有那么多东西的时候，请问我们走得动吗？
Imagine if we were nomads, if we had so many items, how can we move forward?
以前有一个弟兄啊，他做个见证。
There was a brother who shared a testimony.
他有一个晚上他做一个梦。
He said one night he had a dream.
他会梦见主来了。
He dreamed that the Lord has come.
然后他被提了。
And he was lifted up.
他在被提了。
Raptured.
对，他被提了，非常的高兴。
And he was happy at first that he was being raptured.
但提到一半的时候，提不上去了。
But when he was in mid-air, he stopped there.
他发觉到有很多的无形的一些丝一路连着他在地上。
Because he realized that there were many thin, invisible strings that were tied to him.
有他的房产。
And they are connected to the ground that includes his real estate.
有他的事业。
His career.
有他的孩子
，his children，
有他很多的思虑
，and his many of his lusts，
他怎么挣都挣不开
，and he could not break free of these。
或者他吓醒了
，and all of a sudden he woke up terrified。
他说我要改变我的生活
，and he said I must change my lifestyle。
弟兄姐妹，我们都是属天的儿女
，brothers and sisters we are children of God， heavenly，
是天国的公民
，we are citizens of heaven。
我们户籍是在天上。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们在地上，我们只是过客。
And on earth, we're just passing through.
我们不要给这个世上的一些荣华富贵也好，或者我们有很多的忧虑、有很多的困惑也好，来所捆绑住。
We should not be entangled or bound by the wealth, honors, or worries of this world.
我们应该学习保罗， 每一件事情我们都得交托给神。
We need to learn from Paul and entrust ourselves to the Lord.
在我们所过的每一个日子里面，我们都来仰望主的供应。
And in every day of our lives, we look to the Lord for His provision.
将我们的忧虑重担，天天借着祷告、祈求和感谢交托给神。
And give our worries and burdens to Him through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving.
让我们的担子一天比一天可以轻省。
And this will help us to lighten our burdens day by day.
弟兄姐妹，主来的日子非常的近。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's return is near.
最近我们在启示录已经有很多的话会告诉我们，神回来的日子会有什么的事情发生。
And we were told in the book of Revelation what will happen before the Lord comes.
主也在马太福音二十四章里面讲了说，他来之前，末后的日子会发生什么事情。
And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus also speaks of the signs of the end times.
我们可以回去好好地读一下这些圣经，比较一下我们今天所面临的大环境是否正在发生这些事情。
And we can go back and read these passages and compare them to our current world.
所以求主的帮助我们预备他的再来。
And let us pray to God to help us to prepare us for His return.
从今天开始改变我们的心态。也改变我们的生活。
Starting from today to change our mindset and our way of life.
最后我们要来唱一首诗歌272首。
And lastly, we want to sing hymnary 272 together.
我们乃是朝圣旅客。
Through the night of doubt and sorrow.
我们并不是孤单的。
We are not alone.
我们这个诗歌里面讲了很多的同意。
And in this hymn, it tells us that the word about one.
就像刚才诗歌里面也告诉我们，我们是在同一个身体里面。
And like the hymn told us, we are in the same body, in one body.
我们是在神的家里面。
We are in the family of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的需要在这个家里面。手牵着手，一同来走天路。
And we need to hold our hands together and walk the heavenly way together in the house of God.
彼此扶持。
We support each other.
彼此的向前。
And we move forward together.
彼此的鼓励。
And we support and encourage each other.
昨天我在超市的时候，我遇见一个弟兄。
Yesterday I met a brother at the grocery store.
很久没有来聚会了。
He hasn't come to the meeting for a long time.
他说他的小家家长也有找过他。
And he said his small family leader has reached out to him.
他说他太忙了。
But he said he's too busy.
没办法来。
He cannot attend the meetings.
我说不是，你应该要来。
I said no, the more you should come.
在这个 Silicon Valley 不可能不忙的。
In Silicon Valley, no one is not busy.
但是因为我们那么忙的时候，我们很容易迷失方向。
But because we're busy, we might lose our direction.
在外面只会成为一个孤单的人。
And then you'll be alone outside.
我们求主的帮助，这些弟兄姐妹回到神的家里面。
And we ask God to help these brothers and sisters to return to the house of God.
无论我们越忙的时候，我们越要来神，在神的家里面得到帮助。
The busier we get, the more we should get help in the family of God.
我们越有需要，我们越需要跟我们弟兄姐妹来交通。
The more need we have, the more we need to fellowship our needs with our brothers and sisters.
一同交托给我们的神。
And we give our burdens to our God.
来经历神所给我，经历神的带领。
And to experience His guidance.
诗歌里面说，我们乃是朝圣旅客，经过疑惑与忧郁。
And the hymn tells us, through the night of doubt and sorrow, onward goes the pilgrim band.
我们并不是一帆风顺的。
It's not always smooth sailing for us.
但是我们在读下去的时候，他会讲到说，白的时候、黑夜时候，云柱、火柱正引领，神会带领我们。
But as we sing, as we read along, it tells us even though in the dark times, the gleams and the pillars of cloud and fire will lead us.
弟兄手握弟兄的手，一步一步在进行。
Brother claps the hand of brother, stamping fearless through the night.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意将我们的手借给我们旁边有需要的人吗
？Brothers and sisters, are we willing to lend our hands to the brothers and sisters next to us.
让我们手牵着手，我们一同来走天路。
Let's hold our hands and walk the heavenly way together.
我们手牵着手，让我们真的一同迎接主的再来。
Holding hands, let's welcome God's return.
我们将时间交给团队。
We give our time to the worship team.
Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
可以自由的用中文或英文敬拜。
感谢你今天在借着你的仆人向我们说话。
Thank you for your word to us for us today.
主求你让我们有一个愿意尊重你的爱你的心。
Please give us a heart that is willing to honor and love you.
也愿意我们每个人这次能够在你的神家能够为你所用。
And we can be used by you in the house of God.
主啊，但愿你给我们每一个人都有一个警醒的心。
May you give us an alert heart.
让我们真是在这个世代当中，我们能够为主站住。
So we can stand firmly for you in this generation.
也但愿我们的教会能够成为主你可以真是在这山上照亮的城。
And may our church be the city shining on the hill.
主啊，求你真是再借这些话，让我们再来更多的思考。
May we reflect on these words.
这样子祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.